We live in an interconnected and increasingly globalized world. Thanks to international jet travel, people and the diseases they carry can be in any city on the planet in a matter of hours. And once a virus touches down, sometimes all it takes is one sneeze to spread the infection throughout the community. When humans were hunter-gatherers roaming the wild savannas, we were never in one place long enough, and settlements were not large enough to sustain the transmission of infectious microbes. But with the advent of the agricultural revolution 10,000 years ago, and the arrival of permanent settlements in the Middle East, people began living side by side with animals, facilitating the spread of bacteria and viruses between cattle and humans. Epidemics and pandemics come in many shapes and forms. In 2010, for instance, a devastating earthquake struck Haiti, forcing thousands of people into temporary refugee camps. Within weeks, the camps had become breeding grounds for cholera, a bacteria spread by contaminated water, triggering a countrywide epidemic. But the most common cause of epidemics are viruses such as measles, influenza, and HIV. And when they go global, we call them pandemics.